Welcome to St. Francois Xavier Podcasting Journeys. My name is John Evans. Today, in the Grade 4 Podcasting Series, we have Heather reading her story, Cindy and the Sneakers.
Sydney and the Sneakers by Heather Dean. Once upon a time, there was a little girl and her name was Sydney. She was 12 years old. She had a perfect life. She lived with her dad because her mother died. One day, her dad met Brianna and her two daughters. And before she knew it, she was at her dad's wedding. A few months later, her dad left, but before he left, he gave her a pair of red sneakers. From the moment he left, she knew that her life was not perfect anymore. On her 13th birthday, they moved to a faraway land, and they built a house in a small village with only some small houses and one big castle. A few months later, Sydney met a girl, Jane, but she got over it. Sydney had to do all the work. One day, she had to go to the store to buy some bread. On the way, she saw a little black tail sticking out of the grass. She went to go see what it was, when all of a sudden, a black cat jumped out of the grass. "Wow," said Sydney, and the cat followed her home. Sydney heard a scream. She went to go see what it was. Soon, her stepsister said, "What is a cat doing in here? I'm sorry, he followed me home." "I will bring the cat to my room," said Sydney. She went up to her room. Her room was very small. It had a small chair, a closet, a bed with a small knitted blanket, and a desk. She put a cat on her bed and went downstairs. Her stepsisters were sitting on chairs painting their nails. Soon Sydney heard a car pull into the driveway. She went to go see what it was. Someone came out of the door. She gave her a piece of paper. She took it and left. She did not know who gave her the paper. The stepsisters grabbed it, and they opened and started to scream. "We got invited to a ball at the castle. We need dresses, so make them for us," said the stepsisters. "Can I go?" Sydney asked. "Why would we let you go to a royal ball? And you don't even have a dress to wear," said Sydney. The stepsisters. Sydney went up to her room and cried. Her cat came and laid beside her. Soon, sparkles and glitter flew into the room, and a woman flew in. "I am your fairy godmother, and I will help you get to the ball. Get me a watermelon, a cat, and I will take care of the rest." So Sydney got the things, and before she knew it, she was outside with a carriage made out of a watermelon and a huge black horse. "Now that you have the stuff you need, you can go to the ball. But you need to be back by the time the clock strikes 12. But I still need a dress. Oh, I forgot, dear." And in a puff of smoke, she had a great dress on. It was white. "Oh, I love it," she said, and she drove off. Soon she was at the ball. It was lovely. Soon the prince saw her, and when he saw her, he looked like he was about to faint. He ran over and asked her to dance. "Oh, yes, I will dance with you." And Sydney and the prince danced all night long. Soon the stepsisters saw her, and they told their mother. Cindy soon noticed she was still wearing her sneakers. The clock struck 12, and she was on her way out when she lost one of her sneakers. But she just kept running, and when she got home, her stepmother and stepsisters were waiting for her. "So where were you all night?"
"I was..."
"Oh, we know you were at the prince with the ball," said one of the stepsisters. "But I just wanted to see what it was like." "If my dad were here, he would let me go to the ball," said Sydney. "Well, your dad is not here," said the stepsister. Sydney ran up to her room crying. When she woke up, she was laying in a pile of straw with her cat. "The
much is going on, said Sydney. When she got up out of the straw, she could see her stepmother in the corner of her eye. Sydney looked at her. What are you doing? Said Sydney. The stepmother did not say anything. She just locked the door. No, yelled Sydney.
Intro and outro music on today's podcast comes from Magnatune.com. The album is Equilibrium, and the artist is Shane Jackson, and the tune is What I Did on My Summer Vacation.